You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Hamilton Reed, and I am a seventh generation African Nova Scotian living here in Beachville, Nova Scotia. Oh, what am I? I am a community advocate. I am a businesswoman. I have my own business, Sankofa Marketing and Sales, and I bring Africa to our country. So I import African products from Ghana, West Africa, from the States and Toronto, and I try to bring products here that represent African people and our ancestry so that we can be proud of our culture. I'm a proud mother of two young ladies. Allison's 24. She's a fitness instructor in Toronto. Actually, she's 25. And Samantha's 24, and she's a musician, Sam Splash. So you can check her out on YouTube. So I brought up two beautiful children that are in their arts world. So I'm a mummager for Samantha, so I'm involved with the arts world. I love it. I'm an educator as far as watching to make sure that our African Nova Scotian children have the best education that they have. So I try to do a lot of tutoring, after school tutoring, one-on-one work with children that are in need of work. I love my culture. I'm a board member at the Black Cultural Center, so I really am an advocate for sustaining and preserving Black culture and letting other people in the world know about all the things that African people have contributed to this wonderful country. So I'm a very strong advocate for our ancestry. As far as tourism goes, when people come here, they need to know to visit the Black Cultural Center to know that the African people have made a difference. The building of Citadel Hill, the story about Africville, how people were displaced, and how strong and resilient and beautiful the African culture is. Well, I definitely had the wonderful pleasure going to Ghana back in 2003 with a group called Connecting to Africa. And it was a group formed of people of African ancestry, because a lot of times we don't get a chance to travel abroad to African countries. It's usually the European people that get to travel by grants or whatever. So we formed our own organization so we could travel to other countries. So knowing my ancestry and the motherland is where everything began, I just love it. I was so blessed to go there. And coming back, I just felt more engaged in trying to find more about the African immigrants that were here. So I joined an organization called the United African Canadian Women's Association, which is a lot of African immigrant women from over 30 countries. So I go there. We meet the third Sunday of every month, and we just embrace the African culture. They tell me about their African ancestry. I can tell them about what it's like to be an African Nova Scotian, African Canadian, and try to make that parallel between our two cultures, because we are all of African ancestry. And then I also belong to ADAM, which is the African Diaspora Association of the Maritimes, which again helps new immigrant families come here to Nova Scotia settle. But then they need to know about the Canadian experience, because how we treat families differently, how the education system treats us differently, how culture and how society teaches us differently, and they have to be aware of how to assimilate within our world and within our city, which is really a shame sometimes, because we should all be one, and that's what we're aiming for the unity, for everybody to be accepted, no matter where they come from, whatever their dialect is. So it's important for us to bridge those gaps and to get our cultures together. African culture, white culture, Asian, gay, lesbian, whatever it is, we all need to come together. But if we understand each other's culture better, you're right, it's so much better. Because people say, oh, I'm going to Africa. Well, where in Africa? There's 52 countries. You wouldn't say I'm going to the United States. People say I'm going to Boston, I'm going to Maine. But when they say I'm going to Africa, they think treat it like one big place. So we need to train, we need to educate people that Africa is a continent full of so many different cultures and so many different, like not everybody from Africa, the continent is the same. Every country has its own specialties, and it's all beautiful once you get to know everybody. When I was in Ghana, I made connection with the women from Burkina Faso and also from Bogotango, which is widows and orphans, and they would sell the straw baskets and jewelry and shea butter. So I was able to import a lot of that stuff, bring it here, sell it. So I have jewelry, I have clothing, and then Western Union is great. I can send money right back to these ladies that are working to sustain themselves in their villages and give them money. So I'm still trying to make that connection. Our dollar's not the greatest, but I'm still trying to buy some small stuff from the African countries, Nigeria. I've got some stuff from Ethiopia, from Kenya, and it's really authentic stuff, because a lot of stuff you'll see made in China, but anything that I bring in is either made from a motherland country. So I try to get it, say, made in Ghana, made in Kenya, wherever it's made from. So I have the clothing, the jewelry. I've carried a couple of drums, but drums are hard to carry over, but they're still beautiful. And I have lots of books, African books about the motherland, tells us about different countries. So it's children's books, adult books. So I try to promote. I have a lot of religious articles, Bible case covers, black Bibles, because, you know, a lot of we were taught that Jesus is black and God is black. So I have a lot of picture books that show that a lot of people from the Bible actually have ascended from Africa. So, and, you know, Imhotep's legacy, the Egyptians, like, people don't realize that Egypt is Africa. And there's so much stuff that we have to share with them. So the Ankh, the first cross, I sell a lot of the Ankhs, which is the first cross. So as I'm selling my product, I'm also educating people.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.